Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's college basketball tourney season, Goo.
Yeah, that's why they were playing Cal and UCLA. Cal beat UCLA last night at Chase. But go ahead, I jumped in.
That wasn't really a tournament, though, I think. It was more of an exhibition.
No, it was, they got something going to Chase.
Tonight, too?
No. They played at Chase.
They did, but like this is a tournament.
For example, the Maui Invitational Championship.
USC, Arizona State. And I don't know if you saw this. Of course, USC's coached by former Golden State Warrior and Sacramento Kings coach Eric Musselman. And
I'm a Madsen guy.
Mark Madsen?
Yeah, Cal.
If you watch, they just showed highlights of the USC basketball team in the ocean on surfboards.
Wow.
And Eric Musselman, originally from San Diego, has some experience surfing.
Have you surfed before? I have not.
I have tried it. Yes, I took a surfing lesson down in Half Moon Bay.
How did that go?
It was about...
Oh, well, obviously
I got
not
up,
well.
I got up on the board very briefly.
How old were you?
It's probably about 15 years ago.
Oh, so...
15, 20.
Yeah, not too long.
Man, you get really tired. Because you got to pop up on that board. Gotcha. And it's pretty tough. And we also had... I think we were using styrofoam boards, which are easier to get up on than the true surfboards.
Yeah. Real quick before we get to
I don't know if you would have been
business.
Able. You're a big boy, so I don't know if you would have been able to get up on that
thing.
Yeah,
strong. Listen.
Yeah, but not a lot of lower body.
You've been doing this longer than I have.
What's your point?
But is there anything worse when you think you got good friends? I got a good friend. His name's Galen. AA Concrete. He owns AA Concrete out there. Calls me during the break. Thanks for the support, G. Because you ain't listening. Because if you were listening, you would know I'm at work.
Yep, that's...
So don't tell on yourself. That hurts.
That's how I had my falling out with my brother.
What? Come on. You got to fix that.
Won't.
So you won't even call him Happy Thanksgiving?
Probably not.
It's a wrap.
Come on, Galen. Good, do better, good, man. Support good. Your boy.
No.
It hurts, though.
There's a disrespect level that was hit. He just thinks...
Did you fight?
No fight.
Then call
him. There's a little fight. But
didn't you see him at Dad's ceremony?
Last time I saw him.
And you guys didn't let bygones be bygones, huh?
No, we were fine then. Although he I don't want to get into it.
I could do a case study on you, man.
I don't want to
Stoney, pick up the phone, call your brother, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, I won't do that.
Why?
I don't feel like it. That's, you know, the other let's talk about something uplifting.
Damn.
Not my family. Hey, one of the things I love are coaches who tell it like it is. And
my man.
I wasn't going to play this because I was thinking, well, this is Tulane. And nobody really cares about Tulane. And even though you bring it up, Stein, it's kind of cute.
Go Green Wave!
Nobody really wants to hear. And then I'm tuning in this morning.
Chasky?
No, he wasn't here.
No, he called in.
No, I'm talking about Sam Lubman.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But Sam allowed to talk about the Miami Hurricanes and how they're getting hosed for 15 or 20 minutes. And I thought, well, they, guess what?
You got action.
The Green Wave are fair game. So, John Sumrall's the coach of Tulane. Not for long. He's going to probably go to the SEC at the end of the year. So Tulane's 9-2.
Man.
And they still have a shot to get in the football tournament.
Yes, sir.
And last week they were voted 25th in the country as they cracked the top 25 last week, and now they're up to 22.
Okay.
And as you know, Guru, this is what I love. I've been telling you all year, they're not that good.
You have been.
They're 9-2, but they're worse than last year, and there's something about them this year. God love them. But I don't know. They're just, and everybody's like, Steiny, you're Tulane way. They're rolling 9-2. I'm like, they're not Rhett's as good laugh. As they are. Anyway, they won a game a week ago against Florida Atlantic.
Well, God, that's
and the week after the game, they said, hey, John, your team is in the top 25. You must be pretty good.
It's the head coach.
Take a listen to the head coach at Tulane. This is what I appreciate when people keep it real.
Do you feel like your team is one of the top 25 teams in the country currently?
I don't know. You know, I've watched that many other people play. I watch us play, and I watch whoever getting ready to play. And then after that, I don't really know who else is out there. I mean, I'll just be very candid. There's some days I feel like we're one of the bottom 25 teams in the country watching us play. So, you know, if we want to start feeling comfortable or casual about somebody wanting to vote us in the top 25 teams, there must be a lot of bad football going on if we're one of the top 25 teams. So, I mean, there must be some really bad football played right now in college football. So, I don't know. We're average. We're an average team. We get every 6 or 7 days, depending on the schedule of the week, to promote ourselves or embarrass ourselves. We've done that before. So, we better get ready to play. I think I watched this practice today. I think we're average.
If I were the AD, I would call him in. Sonny, I'm being serious. And say, hey, just give me your card key. You're done. That dude, he ain't Journey. He is not believing in his team. Sonny, I need more than that. Lie to us.
They're 9-2.
Evan, it sounded like they were 2-9. There must be some bad football.
I love that.
Who voted us top two? What do you love about?
Just
if I'm a player,
honesty.
I ain't feeling that.
I would love
like,
it.
Damn, coach,
I would love it.
He, you said he's might be gone. Probably. He's gone.
That this, sounds like a guy yeah, who's that, gone.
Evan, he is checked out, baby. That's the only way you talk like that.
I love it.
I only watch our team in the team. Like I he don't it. Even like football. They got him so bad.
Hey, what do you think about the state of Colorado? I don't watch it.
We practiced today. So basically they had a bad practice.
I don't know.
We're average. That's pretty good. How did you hear that? Like, how did you find that?
I'm part of the Green Wave Boosters. I know everything that's going on with our program. No, so,
do you send bread?
Do I send bread? I pay tuition. Well, go Green Wave. Speaking of this, you want to talk about.
That doesn't make you a booster, though.
No doubt. Yeah, no, you pay.
I am, though, a booster.
So you send some chicken.
To Retzlaff?
No. No, it's called regular old tuition. Get this. So my daughter goes to Tulane. We pay an exorbitant, look at Mus. We pay an exorbitant amount of money to go to Tulane.
All right.
And then we get this notice in the mail that she's made like the honor roll or something.
Let's go.
And they're like, yeah, we'd like to recognize your daughter for her, you know, studies.
Let's go.
And da 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 da. If you want to be part of it, send $400.
For good grades.
More than the tuition.
Wow, man.
It's a cold game. I've never heard anything so dumb.
Like, that's a booby prize. How am I? She should be getting something. But
thank
damn,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
Here's a discount for next month's tuition. Exactly. Stoddy, did you send it?
No. Oh. Hell no. Oh, my God. It was like, you guys ever get these? You graduate from high school and you're like honor roll, and then you get a. So then you get something in the mail, and it's from Who's Who in America.
No,
so you're in high school and you get straight A's, if you send your photo in with your high school and your grades along with $100, they'll like put your photo in a book with all the other people who paid $100 to let people know that they got a couple A's in high school.
Oh, man.
You know, it's called like Who's Who in America.
Only thing I'm getting is AARP. I don't know why they keep calling me or sending me stuff.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm hooping, so I just don't send it to me. I don't qualify. That's how I feel when I see it.
Nope. All right, so that was John Sumrall.
Yeah, that was great. That was football.
And you mentioned UCLA. They were in the Bay last night playing Cal.
They were ranked and lost.
Which team?
UCLA. I think 23, 22.
Now,
18.
Oh, good God. Peyton Manning.
Now, here's the one thing that maybe you don't know about me, Goo, but there are times when I can't stand guys. I hate them. And Mick Cronin was a guy. Mick Cronin was a guy about 4 years ago I couldn't stand. And now it's 4 years later, and he is just the best. His podium game is so good.
And that's what life's about.
That's him.
That's him.
That's Mick Cronin.
Staple of the show.
He was a little disappointed, it sounded like, after they lost to Cal last night. So, Mick, let's go to the post-game press conference and listen to Mick Cronin, who's always a joy to listen to.
Yeah, we got about a minute 20. This is what he said right off the rip after they lost to Cal last night.
Congratulations to Mark and his team. Thought they had a great, if I was watching the game, I'd have been a fan of their team. Thought they had a great attitude. This time in my life, it's something I appreciate. But they deserve to win. They came ready to play. We had some guys did not. That's on me. Is what it is. Congratulations, they kicked our ass. I don't even look at the score. The score is different. I mean, I know you guys do, but we had 20 deflections. It's a low, maybe a 5-year low. I came into, I think, a Haas Pavilion where they played, Ben, with a bunch of freshmen, and they had an NBA player. We held them to 53, I think, and won the game. But our team attitude was terrible. It's been a problem for a month. It affects performance. You get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight, give them confidence early, you're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Dude, what? I mean, how somber can you be, man? Damn, our team attitude has been bad for about a month.
You can, like, hear him rubbing his face as he...
Yes, anguish. I got to believe that was Jaylen Brown.
That's what I was thinking, okay, too. Must have been, right? The other thing I was thinking is, you know what? I mean, maybe in this age of NIL, these guys are getting paid. These coaches are going to not treat them like student-athletes, but treat them more like professional players.
And that's why I was so hurt that Nick Saban quit.
Wait, what?
Nick Saban, he quit when he... He lost his powers to the NIL and the portal.
Okay.
That bothered me.
Why?
Because it told me you couldn't grow. It's a man of Steiner. He was the man. Everybody wanted to play for him. He quit.
No, he's the head of Trump's fitness panel on college football or something.
What?
Yeah, he's... Oh, yeah. He's still actively involved.
Well, anyway, he quit because of the portal. It's a new game out here, man. You got to... Man, that dude was despondent. What do you think he meant? Just no ha-ha, no rah-rah on the bus?
Yeah,
no music in the locker room for the games?
They mailed it in, it sounds like, to me. But you got me thinking about something with...
Saban and the portal. He quit.
Okay, so... Okay, so let me tell you what this would be like. It would be like the boss coming in to this show and saying, hey, guys, we're going to start doing things a little differently here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Steiny, we're going to need you to be way more hot take-ish. We're going to need you to have less perspective. We're going to need you to be more emotional. We don't even care if what you say is wrong. Just make sure you yell and scream, And that's going to be our new format, yelling and screaming, even more than you do now.
Oh.
And and I would say I'm out on that. Yeah, I don't want to do that, coach.
I totally get that.
Okay. Well, that's what Saban did. That's all. He doesn't have to be a part of that crap.
No, but he lost the portal.
He lost nothing.
Yeah, kids got power. They decided they could take their ball and go home.
Yeah.
And he had no nothing. He had no, he was like, oh, boy.
You see,
so the way
Nick
that
Saban
I used
coached
to
in the pros.
And how
he
did
knows
that
what
go?
It's about, and he doesn't want to do it.
The Dolphins. That was horrible.
You don't remember anything about
his
tenure.
The team.
Okay,
they
give me
stunk.
One. Okay, what was the record? Who was their quarterback?
6-10.
What years was he even there?
You know, I know.
No, you don't.
But that's
what years was Saban at Miami?
I know it. I don't
want to
say it. I know it. I don't want to say it. I know it was a failure, just like your boy Patino coming to the Knicks.
They made the playoffs and beat the Boston Celtics his first year.
Hey, who else came
and dipped
out? Oh, no,
that was Stu Jackson.
Yeah, who else came and led, didn't do anything?
You know, Patino's getting in that group, too, where he's just saying anything and anything under the sun.
What do we got
from
him? What do we got from him? Nothing from him, huh? How dare you tell me to tell you the date, the year?
Because you know, you don't know.
They stopped doing the team.
Stop making stuff up. Seriously.
They stunk.
Guru's cooking Steiny like usual.
Yeah, who is 510?
some clown named. Oh, I don't know who. I can't tell.
I couldn't rob a bank with you, Steiny. You leave your driver's license on the counter.
I can't see the thread.
Oh boy,
it affects performance.
That is great. That dude. You think he's still sad today, or is he shaking off?
No, it's been a problem for a month.
He makes so much money. He's fine.
Money ain't everything, Steiny. You talked about it the other day with IU.
Yeah, but it didn't involve me. I was talking about somebody else's money, not mine. Not mine. Warriors play tonight, Goo, against the Houston Rockets. Oh, by the way.
Uh-oh. What you got?
This game tonight is going to be exactly like the one before the All-Star break last year. Houston's got no chance in this game tonight. You want to bet? I'm laying big money on the Warriors tonight.
What is
big
the line? Money. I don't even know the line.
I think it's Warriors by 2.5.
Yeah, Warriors favored
by
2.5.
What happened to 14.5? And they covered that bad boy. Oh, the one by 17 over you. 2005-6 Saban Dolphins.
Okay. Oh, I see. It just came in over the text line.
He went
Saban did not want to compete in a level playing field. He was the one pushing for
15-17 in his tenure.
Miami. Do you like Nick Saban?
I did. I wanted to see more of him. Like, I watch Bama's coach now.
DeBoer?
Yeah, he's a bore. I don't feel
DeBoer.
Like give me
I don't know what his name is. Is it DeBoer?
Yeah.
DeBoering.
You got him?
Hey, I heard a rumor today. We may have a special guest after the show. And not who you're thinking. Not who you're thinking.
What's sad is I thought of Curry. Give me a hint.
Evan has extended an invitation.
Oh, I hope it's our guy.
To this person.
If he pulls up, oh, this will be the greatest. Double D.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's always a game time.
He's got you and him are like brothers.
Let me tell you something about DeBone.
He's nicer.
Oh, he's got something going on.
No
he does.
Doubt.
You know what I mean?
Right,
he's always working. You can tell he's always working on something.
He ain't thirsty, Steiny. How about that?
You know,
I'll text him right now.
Him and Evan,
yeah,
man, they got a good show,
out.
Man.
See if he wants to come out.
Yep.
All right. Anyway,
I keep thinking tomorrow's Saturday. They have
may
no
as well
show
be.
Tomorrow.
What time the Cowboys game tomorrow? Oh, it's 1 o'clock, and yeah. You can hear it right here on 95.7 The Game.
I'll be saying grace as we eat that early.
So you're going to be watching the game while you're eating?
No, because I tend to see what they're going to do, and that affects my appetite.
It affects performance.
Like, say I've sat there with a plate full of food, and then they're getting blasted.
Why would they serve dinner at kickoff?
It's just in our blood. We like to do it early. Coach and Vallejo gave you the format.
I know, so will you have the game on and y'all just
hell
be watching
yeah.
It around the table?
Yeah, and I'll say
that
grace.
That sounds like great Thanksgiving conversation.
I'll say grace. Dude, I love saying grace.
Football's actually...
Get out of bounds, Dak! Happy Thanksgiving, man.
When we hit pause.
Football's important on Thanksgiving, Steiny. I don't know if you've ever been around lots of family, but you need something to distract.
Yeah, no doubt. or stuff pops off. Yeah.
You ever get in a fight on Thanksgiving?
Never. That's why I want you to call your brother, man.
I'm serious about calling him.
How many funerals do I got to go to tell you tomorrow's not promised, man? And fix a relationship.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, he's your blood brother.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Allegedly.
Oh, see, I like.
It's been a problem for
that
a
ain't good. It's not any.
What? Goo, you know I'm just kidding. We're.
But call him.
No, but.
Say, hey, man, you know.
We're tight. We're fine. You have your whole family home?
Yeah. Daughter, son just got home, but he brought a guest.
Which one?
Oh, boy.
His buddy Brooklyn.
Girlfriend?
He's from Brooklyn, so he has no family here.
Wait, his name's Brooklyn and he's from Brooklyn?
That's his nickname. Yeah, he's from Brooklyn. His nickname is Brooklyn. And I'm happy,
that's
Evan, but
clever.
When I saw him, I go, the me time me and my son were going to have and me forcing him to watch movies, he's got a shield and excuse now, so.
Maybe that's why he brought him home.
I told Stoney, I look at the ring camera like, oh, man. No, I'm happy he brought his buddy.
Well, that's nice. You also opened up your doors to someone.
What you did to Spadoni. Some say he's not coming.
He ain't showing.
Dude.
And that'll be
all. The 3 o'clock cut. You told Susan that he might come?
She wants him to come, but she wants his kids to come, too.
Now, see that? That's what I'm talking. Yeah, bring him.
But she doesn't really know Spadoni either, though. You know what I mean? You're distracted.
No, you just said it. She doesn't really know him.
Right. So that's why she wants him there.
He's homeless.
Stoney, I'm being real, you and Evan. I think I know the answer. Chitlins. Have you ever had or eaten them?
No.
Evan?
Never.
Is that intestine?
Pig.
Yeah. Yeah, I have had chitlins.
With the Louisiana hot sauce. Oh, my God.
It's pretty good, actually.
I've never had them.
Chitterlings? You got to try them.
There's about four things
zone.
I've never had, and they
give
all
me
fit
the other
into
three.
Collard greens. Never.
And you got
what's
black
that,
friends?
What's that pie you guys like?
Hey, dude, you better be kidding. See, this is where you get so excited.
It's going to be worse than the Hennessy yesterday.
Man.
No, what's
sweet potato pie.
That's right. Yeah, I've never had that.
Damn,
and
what's
then there's
the pie
main
up?
Meal. What's the main wheel? The main meal. Like, it's collard greens.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
sweet
geez.
Potato pie.
You sound like Fuzzy Zeller, man.
You got to Google that, Evan. You got to Google
Stoney,
that.
Stop while you're
what's
head.
It's chitlins.
Ham hock.
That's it.
Yeah, ham hock.
That's it?
No, I don't mess with that. Now, I got friends, not black, that
don't
eat cow tongue. I could never eat anything that nasty.
My buddy Dana doesn't eat pig either.
No, but pork. Cow tongue?
Dana's Muslim?
Well, it's a long story.
It's a yes or
it's a long story. He used to be Dana Bell, and his family changed their last name to Ali in the late 60s.
So he's Muslim.
Yeah, he was selling those little books on the corner in a black suit.
Stoney,
and a
wow.
bow tie. He was. No, he talks about it all the time. For the great Elijah Muhammad.
Honorable.
Yes.
Yeah, there you... Wow.
What else you want to know about?
Nah, you didn't say enough.
Anyway, yeah, no, he doesn't eat pork.
You're playing on the sweet potato pie, right?
I've never... you know what?
I'm bringing you
one. Doesn't like sweet potato
you,
pie?
I'm not a pie guy.
How can you say you've lived and you know...
I've never said I've lived.
And
I've been very sheltered.
How could you not have that? Like, how could you not want to taste that sweet potato pie?
It's funny. There are things that I've never tried, and I
never
know
who you are anymore.
Like for example, I've never
chitlins.
Had a mushroom.
Okay, I get that.
I would never put a mushroom in my mouth.
All right.
Mm. One that, you know, the kind that are grown in fertilizer. And one of the reasons I don't eat mushrooms because it's where my parents worked in the summers. At my uncle's mushroom farm.
We got pies flowing. I might bring you one.
All right.
They'll help you see some things.
Hey, Warriors Wednesday. We made it, Goo. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
We can't make a free throw.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.